you know, typically and historically, we're supposed to hate Mondays because it's the end of the weekend and we don't want to go back to work and all that sort of stuff. And back on the old Morning Glory, that show that doesn't exist anymore, we used to have a segment called Monday Moan.
I've heard of it.
But gave people the opportunity to just get something off their chest that's annoyed them, if you've been carrying it with you and you need to just download, divest. We'd like to give you the opportunity to do it on a Monday so that you can get into the rest of your week free of the burden of your Monday moan. So get on the line, 9429 1116. I don't know, have we got prizes to give away on this show? I don't know whether we've got prizes. If we've got stuff to give away, I pledge to give it to the two best Monday moans that we hear people call in with. 9429 1116.
Including ours?
2 9 11 16. No, you can't win a prize. Mine are never any good anyway, so it won't be me. I just need to preface, folks, before we get into it, give us a call, 9429 1116. If you've got a Monday moan, we do have prizes. Rowan Connolly has been invited to participate in the Monday Moan today. Well, he's written a book. He's got about a 600-page column dedicated to the Monday Moan. So the next time he's on Mondays and he's doing a Monday Moan, this is not required, okay? But given the fact that you've gone to all this effort, I feel mean.
You ready?
I feel mean. So here's Rowan's Monday Moan.
Okay. Boy, it's been a disappointing 24 hours for the media industry, Andy.
First,
the much-vaunted James Heard interview let us down badly. Now, I've just talked about it, so I won't elaborate on the detail again. I'm not sure people are expecting another David Frost and Richard Nixon job, but this is more like Molly Meldrum interviewing Rod Stewart. Then, get over the disappointment of that, I turn to the cricket. Mark Nicholas has suddenly gone all fanboy on Glenn Maxwell. Barely has his career-defining innings finished when at the first chance we get to hear him recount it is a breathless Nicholas yelling at him, "Wow, that was one of the greats," and trying to get him to finish off the commentary. Call me a dinosaur, Andy, but I thought, but perhaps when you're interviewing someone, you need to actually ask them a question. And perhaps one a little more insightful than a comment akin to, "May I have your autograph, please, Mr. Maxwell?" Then I wake up this morning and we've got a new scandal with photos of nude Collingwood players courtesy of Women's Day. Now, I'm not sure about anyone else, but last time I checked, Women's Day was a publication full of royal babies and knitting patterns. When exactly did Women's Day go all Zoo Weekly? Then, of course, the devastating news that the Bolt Report, Andrew, is no more. Like many others, I lamented the loss of one of my favourite TV shows not to watch. Fortunately, he's going to be heading to Sky News, where even more people will have the opportunity not to watch him. The media is in a mess, Andy. We've seen a continual lowering of standards, the erosion of ethics, and the appeal to the lowest common denominator, which is why I thank God that in 2016 we'll still have at least some quality, thought-provoking fare, such as "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here," "Farmer Wants a Wife," and "Here Comes the Habibs." But even that's going to seem like four quarters after some of the crap we've gone through over the last 24 hours.
It was worth it. I don't like punting you up, but it was actually worth it.